A Jackson Township man is dead following a shooting in Canton late this morning. Canton police say 21-year-old Daryl Bryant was found with gunshot wounds around 10:30 at an apartment complex in the 3900 block of Tuscarawas Street West near Altman Avenue Northwest. He was taken to Altman Hospital, where he later died. Police have not released any details about a suspect or possible motive as the investigation continues. Alliance police have arrested a suspect accused of robbing a bank this morning. Officers took 42-year-old Jawan Mason of Alliance into custody about an hour after the holdup at the Huntington Bank on West State Street. Police say around 9:20, a man entered the bank, demanded money from a teller, and implied he had a gun. Investigators say Mason then fled with cash, changed clothes, and was arrested near the bank. He's charged with aggravated robbery as the investigation continues. Four people are facing charges after Alliance police raided a suspected illegal after-hours bar early Saturday. Officers and the special response team executed a search warrant around 1 a.m. at 40 North Park Avenue, where they found about 50 people inside. Police seized a large amount of alcohol and 12 firearms, including AR-15s, pistols, and a shotgun. The building, a former diner, was in poor condition and powered only by gas generators. The operation followed complaints about drug activity, underage drinking, and noise coming from the location. An arbitrator ruled in September a fired Canton police officer should be reinstated. The city wants the ruling tossed out. Nicholas Casto allowed a canine officer to bite a suspect in May 2024. Casto was fired in June after the city determined he violated department rules and policies. The arbitrator also ordered the city to pay Casto back wages. The report compiled after two hearings in February said deploying the canine expedited the arrest and enabled officers to remove the suspect from what the city described as a hostile crowd that had gathered after a traffic stop. The city's appeal says the decision took more than the mandated 30 days and had factual errors. Alliance voters will see contested races for city council and school board tomorrow. In the council at-large race, Democrat Jorge Mendoza is challenging Republican incumbents Christopher Bagara, Jennifer Kiko, and Philip Mastriani. In Ward 3, Republican Ed Lonis faces Democrat Jessica Rizzolitti. For the school board, incumbents Beth Canfield Simbro, Tyler Kinzer, and William Coe are competing for three seats against challengers Lori Burse and Teresa Caserta. For Marlington School Board, incumbents Karen Humphreys, Kathy Krupko, and Mark Ryan face challenges from Luke Cowles, Jim Horniak, and Steve Viscount. Voters elsewhere will consider races for Canton and Maslin municipal courts, city and village councils, and township trustees. Kevin Coghlan is dropping out of the 2026 race for Ohio's 13th District. The Republican says newly approved redistricting maps have made the district more favorable for Democrat incumbent Amelia Sykes. Coghlan, a former state senator, noted his campaign had earned endorsements from every Ohio Republican member of Congress and had cleared the primary field. He says he doesn't see a path to victory and won't ask supporters to keep investing time and money in the race. Sykes is in her second term in the House. A new nonstop flight will break a record for Akron-Canton Airport. Breeze Airways will begin direct flights Wednesday to Wilmington, North Carolina. It will be the 24th nonstop flight for destinations never before served from the airport. CAK added a flight to Daytona Beach, Florida, earlier in the fall and resumed service to West Palm Beach. VP of Air Service and Business Development, Lisa Dalpiaz, says CAK has added 28% more seats and 24% more flights than last year. The armed robbery case against two Kent men is moving forward, with one now sentenced and the other awaiting trial. 19-year-old Bryce Boylan was sentenced today by Portage County Common Pleas Judge Becky Doherty to 4 to 5.5 years in prison, followed by up to 3 years of probation. Boylan pleaded guilty in September to a reduced charge of robbery. The case involves a May 25th incident at a Kent apartment complex where loaded shotguns were pointed at a man. His co-defendant, 19-year-old Jeffrey Dolan, is scheduled for trial December 16th. Some stores at Southern Park Mall opened as usual today, but the mall itself did not. Employees at shops like Bath & Body Works and Hollister were told not to report to work after management closed the mall for what it called operational safety concerns. Details were not available. WFMJ-TV reports mall manager Vince Tyler later sent a message saying the mall would reopen at 12:30 this afternoon, though tenants did not have to open. Anchor stores including JCPenney and Macy's remained open, and signs were posted on mall entrances about the closure. Youngstown police are investigating a Northside shooting that sent two people to the hospital Sunday night. Officers were called around 11:45 to the 400 block of West Denick Avenue, where both victims were found and taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center in stable condition. Detectives collected evidence at the scene. Police say 44 people have been shot in the city so far this year, down from 68 at this time in 2024. Warren police are investigating a shooting that left two people dead Saturday night. Around 10:45, officers were called to a home in the 2500 block of Jackson Street Southwest, where they found two victims shot inside a parked car in the driveway. Both were pronounced dead at the scene. Detectives from the Warren Police Investigative Division are handling the case. Anyone with information is asked to call the CID Anonymous tip line at 330-841-2914. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.